Welcome back to Movie Debbie Reviews on New Year's Eve, the last day of 2024. And wow, what a show this year has been. Ups, downs, round and round, all over the place and everything else. And I so hope that your Christmas was everything that you have hoped it would be. And I hope that your Hanukkah is everything that it hopes to be, and your Kwanzaa, or whatever else it is that you celebrate. I hope it's as magical as intended. And if you don't celebrate anything, guess what? That's awesome too. So you may be wondering, where am I at? I've been promising some information, and I want to just take a moment to thank everybody who participated in our 12 Days of Christmas game. We have still been getting some submissions after Christmas, and a couple other people did, in fact, get the answer correct. But unfortunately, since our cutoff time was on Christmas Day, I am reaching out to them just kind of, I'm just going to still send them one of our screensavers on that. So that was kind of an awesome thing. It's like, I had to at least acknowledge the people that were at least kind of playing along and were attempting it. So it's kind of a consolation prize. It's not an everybody gets a prize, because if they didn't at least get 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, sorry guys, it's not a participation trophy type of deal. So, but I wanted to thank everybody again. And then also, our winner did reach out to me from up there in Southfield, so I got her information, and her special Christmas package will be on its way soon. I am so looking forward to that. And then the rest of our ornaments and the prize packs for the people who got the answer 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, that submitted the answers before our deadline, are also getting a very special prize pack as well. So thank you again to all those who participated with that. And I promised you some announcements before the end of the year. What could those be? Well, I'm just going to touch on it a little bit here, but I want you to go over to our Movie Deputy channel. As this is Movie Deputy Reviews, you'll have to go over to the channel titled Movie Deputy, and that's where you can find the full information of what the announcements are going to be. I will say it involves YouTube, it involves like the times and where you can find the data and the podcasts and all of that, and then some other few changes that we are doing with that. So if you are curious about that, go over and check out that post on our Movie Deputy page. And if you aren't interested in checking that out and you just want to wait and see, I highly advise you look up our YouTube tomorrow. Now, why am I saying it like that? Well, there's a reason for that. So you'll just have to bear with me and check it out, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, or it's probably going to upset some people, but I think it's going to be a good change for Movie Deputy, and it's going to be good for a lot of you as well. So I'm really looking forward to a lot of this. You may be thinking, okay, after all of the movies that I talked about this year, what am I going to end the year on? Well, the one I chose is going to be a bit controversial. I will say right up front, I am giving this a guilty rating. And I'm also, the score that I'm giving this movie is a 7 out of 10. Now you may be thinking, okay, she's giving it a guilty rating, it's a Christmas movie, but it's also getting a pretty high score. So what one could she possibly be talking about? Well, this movie is exclusively right now on Paramount Plus, and it is a really surprising film that it is just kind of playing out the way that it is. And the main star of the movie is Jack Black. Now, a lot of you are going to know what movie I'm talking about already, and there is a lot of hate on the internet for this movie. And I don't really get it. It's like people are just taking it kind of out of context a bit, and they're not actually giving the movie a chance. They're just kind of playing into just the hype about it, and people like are watching it, and they're watching the first 5-10 minutes, and they're going, oh my goodness, what in the world is this? And they're turning it off. And they're going online and they're just going, meh, 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 I can't believe this is this. Meh, 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 meh. Well, guess what, Karens or Kevins or whoever you are, this one deserves a chance. So if you're curious what movie I am talking about, I am talking about Dear Santa, the new movie with Jack Black that came out this Christmas. And in this story is about a young man named Liam, and he writes a letter to Santa, except he has a learning disability. He calls it a learning difficulty, but he has dyslexia, and so he has problems with letters and literally letters in this case. But what happens if you rearrange the letters in Santa? What other name does that spell? You got it. Satan. So yeah, I know that sounds bad. I know it sounds bad. But remember, we're talking Jack Black here. So, and like I said, I had to give this a guilty rating. There's some cursing, there's some other like things in this movie that are not safe for the youngest of audiences. I would say I normally my guilty is 13 upwards. Sorry. That's what I get for getting up so early. I apologize. But like I said, if you rearrange the letters, it spells an entirely different name. But like I said, this is, I'd probably say 10 and up. I wouldn't say my full like 13 and up, but, and it's probably safer for a younger audience too. You just might have to monitor it a bit with the youngest of audiences. And then surprisingly, there is another A-list star. I can't talk. Another A-list star in this movie as well. But you don't see him until towards the end, so I am not gonna ruin that for you, but you'll just have to definitely check that out. And no, you can't go just to find out the cast list because it's an uncredited cast member that is, like I said, it's another big A-list star, but you're just gonna have to check it out and find out for yourself. So, like I said, I'm just having way too much fun with this, and it's way too early. So my apologies on that. But I just kind of when I kind of missed the way I used to like write out the reviews a little bit, just the structure of them. And so I'm gonna start doing blurbs, and I'm actually this is gonna become a new thing on our reviews going forward. But I just kind of did a preview blurb here for you. And again, that's one of our new things that we're gonna be talking about over on our Movie Deputy channel as well. So, like I said, you'll definitely want to go check that out because that is going to be some definite important information that you don't want to miss. But the little blurb that I wrote on this was, like I said, I kind of missed doing it, so I just went ahead and did it anyway. And now, I still am staying true to the whole unscripted everything. It's like I literally just sat down and I wrote this right before I started recording. So, this isn't something that I wrote out and was just blah 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 and trying to tweak it and doing all of this stuff. No, I literally had just written this out. I will still share with you the original reviews on movies. Like the one we're going to be talking about tomorrow is a movie actually from 2015. And so that one is, it's going to be kind of a surprise. A lot of people have probably never even heard of the movie that we're going to be talking about tomorrow, but you'll get the full original review. Any of the movies that I had reviews written on moviedeputy.com, I will read out that entire review to you. But this new thing of these blurbs, and I may not put it on all of them, but probably the vast majority, I will have these blurbs on there. But I want to share that with you. When a young man finds himself in a difficult situation, he turns to the only person he can think of. Only, it's not quite that simple. Liam has a learning difficulty and has issues with spelling from time to time, so his letter doesn't end up quite where he intended. That doesn't mean that the plea went unheard. It just means that the one responding wouldn't be the one he expected. Will this zany mix-up be a blessing or a curse? Who knows, halos or horns? Only time will tell. One thing for certain, this isn't the Christmas movie that you expect, but it could be just the one that you need. So, like I said, I kind of miss writing those out just a little bit on that, and that kind of sums up the movie. It's definitely not the Christmas movie that you expect. It's not the wholesome Christmas movie that you would expect. And like true to the Deputy scale, it's a great story, questionable content. I mean, that's honestly what seven means on the Movie Deputy scale. Good story, memorable, questionable content. And there are some people that will most assuredly find this content questionable. But definitely give this a chance. I'm sure that you'll be glad that you did. But you, like I said, you got to be able to sit through the first little bit of the movie. And there's a lot of people that that first little bit is just kind of enough that they're going, oh, and just a pure shock of it, shock and awe. And it's okay. Sometimes shock and awe could be a good thing, and other times people are just okay. We have a triggered society, and it's just overly so. People are too sensitive and just too over the top. And okay, yes, I'm a conservative, but even I can appreciate movies like this. There's just something about it. And when I've sat down and watched it with some of my family members, my better half, and of course our son, we watched this actually on Christmas Day. They would have actually given it a higher score than what I gave it. And sometimes they're even harsher critics than I am. So that says something. That really does say something there. So I'm hoping that you're going to have a lot of fun. I'm hoping that your celebration tonight into a whole new year is going to be amazing. It's like somebody was telling me just the other day, and they're like, "You do realize that when we changed over the millennia, like when the back when Best Buy had Y2K on computers, was 25 years ago." And that we are now going to be as close to 2050 as we are from to the year 2000. That just flips my brain inside out and upside down. I'm just like, whoa. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, wow. So I'm, like I said, I hope you have a wonderful celebration tonight and welcoming in this new year. Be sure to check out our Movie Deputy channel for all of the information of the changes that are coming as of, oh, the show will be going live later today, but as of all of the changes that will be coming to Movie Deputy Reviews and basically Movie Deputy as a whole as of tomorrow. So I am so glad that you are on this journey with me. As always, you know which buttons to hit to always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. I mean, come on, do you really want to miss a minute of this? No, who would? But as always, I will be back soon, and I can't wait to see you all again. Bye-bye.